I'd like to present to you now War Churchill.
Thanks for coming.
CEO, proceed you. Hello, my relatives. My name, the one bestowed and recognized by the colonizer, is Ward Churchill. My name is Kanis Arkijanabe. I am of the Ketua Band Cherokee, and by marriage, both our peoples being matrilineal, of the Piju or Lynx Can, Ojibwe of Onigami, hence my Ojibwe names. And it is an honor to be here again on Abenaki land. The Abenaki are what's called an untreated people, meaning they never signed a treaty with the federal government of the United States, and by virtue of never signing a treaty with the federal government of the United States, never ceded one square inch of their traditional territory. This is illegally occupied land. Illegally occupied not by the Abenaki, whose land it is, but by the federal government of the United States. Welcome to occupied America. You're living in it. That doesn't register in a day-to-day consciousness, and it should. It should. One of the criticisms that was advanced in a newspaper today, sort of thing that was being referred to, leads perhaps in a spirit of equity and fairness, or at least attempting to create that impression, with a description of me as being a foremost expert on the plight of American Indians. So that's substantial stuff. Now, I might quibble with the foremost description, but let's just assume for a moment it's true. I'm described in your local paper as a foremost expert on indigenous issues. And, of course, it goes on to say, none of you are going to know who I am, because that's what I'm an expert in. The most fundamental set of issues on this continent, the question of the disposition of the land upon which this country is constructed, is so irrelevant that someone expert in those issues would be unknown to the general public. And then it goes on to quibble about my disrespect with respect to an event that occurred in September that's of consequence to the dominant population. And my point that they were taking exception to was genocide is perpetrated not out of sight, out of mind, but in the face of the ignorance of that very same public. Ignorance is not something I mean to have used as a synonym for being uninformed. Uninformed is not to have information. To be ignorant is to have the information and ignore it. That plays in to the construction of 9/11. But before I get all off into why, in part, that's true, in a way I haven't done yet today, I'd like to call for another round of applause for the people who have come before. See, I had a sort of a learning experience tonight. The last singer, Jim Page, I once described as being a mad neurosurgeon bent upon the mission of performing a mind transplant on the body politic of America. Yeah. I found absolutely nothing tonight to make me change that view, except I find that tonight we had a whole surgical team. It's been an incredible set of performances that have occurred tonight. And a communication, that mind transplant, even to people who thought they understood the issues, the understanding has been enriched and deepened as a result of what it was that was addressed and how it was addressed. And I don't address things that way. I'm feeling like kind of the odd man out standing up here because I'm not a poet and I'm not a singer. So it's a different kind of presentation. The way I go at things is very different. Maybe that's good. Maybe it's a misfit. I don't know. But we're just stuck with what we got, and we do the best with what we've got, and that's what I'm setting out to do right now. And we toss some words around today.